Welcome to Katz Reviews. This is Ed Katz of Catnip Marketing, marketing consultant by day, theater critic by night, with my weekly review segment, Katz Reviews, here for you on WICC 600. I am frequently asked, what are the best shows to take the kids or grandkids to see on Broadway? Well, listeners, today I will tell you. And before you think it is too expensive, let's compare a Broadway show to a pro sports game. Good seats to a pro football, baseball, or basketball game each costs at least $100, and often much more. And keep in mind, you pay that money, and your team might actually have the nerve to lose the game. And that can ruin an otherwise great day. So for a special occasion that can create a great memory that lasts a lifetime, consider taking the kids or grandkids to a Broadway show. The only question, how to pick a show that you know will be a winner. Never fear. At this point, I've seen every family-oriented Broadway musical, and I will advise you what to see and what is best to avoid. Today, I will cover shows to take younger children, those ages 6 to 10 or 12. I can't recommend taking kids younger than 6, but you know your kids, and if they can sit relatively still and quiet for 2.5 hours, then maybe consider it. Here is my list of 5 tried-and-true timeless hit musicals now on Broadway. Aladdin, Anastasia, The Lion King, Phantom of the Opera, and Wicked. Simply put, you really can't go wrong with any of those. Of the 5, my favorite is Wicked, a great story you can discuss for hours afterwards, as my family did, with terrific costumes and sets plus several epic, memorable songs, including Defying Gravity. Next would be Phantom of the Opera, the venerable Andrew Lloyd Webber classic with the music of the night and that famous chandelier scene. Anastasia is a favorite of young girls in particular, being it's the story of a princess. It's a fun show and features a great chase scene on a train that is a clever theatrical effect. What about The Lion King? Yes, it is here. Not my personal favorite, but it is hugely popular. I didn't love the music, but the costumes and sets are pretty spectacular. And Aladdin is fun, but I think the genie in the show has the most fun. Still, it isn't a bad choice. And Frozen is coming to Broadway later this year. Yes, Frozen is already a very hot ticket. Now, you might ask, what about Cats and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? No, I cannot recommend them. I didn't like either one at all, and I just gave you 5 far better choices. So I say avoid both Cats and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. If you have older teens, then please check back, as I will give you my guide for them in another edition coming soon. Catch my reviews right here this time each week and on my Facebook page and website, catsreviews.com, where you will find all my WICC 600 reviews. And if you missed any of my recommendations here, this list will be at catsreviews.com. That's katzreviews.com. This is Ed Katz talking theater for WICC 600.